Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bubba.
Look. If you had one shot, one opportunity.
We have one shot, all right? We have one shot per week to bring Brandon Kravitz on our show. And it's 8 a.m. every Thursday. Brandon Kravitz, of course, host of In the Zone every weekday afternoon right here on our global network of stations, FM 96.9 The Game and AM 740 being the flagship of those stations. Brandon Kravitz, how are you?
I'm doing great. I feel good this morning.
Feel good? Yeah, I feel good too. Jamie Eisenberg fired me up when he said Jonathan Taylor is going to explode now in fantasy football because Phillip Rivers loves throwing the ball out of the backfield to his backs. Jonathan Taylor is going to be a big-time stud, Brandon.
And there you go. I mean, you're right in mid-season form, Mike. You're already asking Jamie Eisenberg exclusively about your fantasy football team.
Yeah, because I don't care about anybody else's teams.
No, of course not.
Not even our listeners. Yeah. Yeah. We got to the text questions from the listeners at the very end of the
This last 30 seconds we could focus on other people for a moment. I noticed you finished. Tell me, this is a general question for all listening in the audience. Murray, is he a top five guy now?
Absolutely.
Who's your starting quarterback in the league that we play together?
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, and Cam Newton's going to be my backup now, and I'm trying to trade him to you. So just scout him this week.
Right. I am scouting him. I would have already sent you an offer, but I'm firing up Joe Burrow tonight against the terrible and beat up Cleveland Browns.
Joe Burrow. Oh my God!
I will lay down a Thursday guarantee. Joe Burrow scores 20 or more fantasy points tonight.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe AJ Green will score one or two of those as well.
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna do something different with you this week, Kravitz. We have a guest on at 8:15 when we usually do the Bianchi Blast and go over all of our polls. So we're gonna do it with you this week. Is that cool?
I dig it. Let's go.
Bianchi Austin, take it away. About to detonate.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for the Bianchi Blast.
All right, here we go with the Bianchi Blast. Remember, you can vote on all of these on Twitter, at 96.9 The Game, or at The Game Jacks. We start off with the open mic TPDP, the thought-provoking daily poll. Why do you think the Big Ten changed its mind and decided to play football this fall? COVID testing advances, political pressure, or money, money, money? Brandon, we start with you.
I think it has has more to do with money than anything else. I also think that state regulations made it a little bit easier for them to get out onto a field with a collection of people. That's not something that, you know, that's often the part that's been overlooked in all of this, is that a lot of the states where Big Ten teams reside or Pac-12 teams reside have far stricter regulations than states that reside within the ACC or the SEC, and I think that that's part of the reason why. We don't like to focus on that because it's boring, but I think that I think the Big Ten now just feels comfortable, and they're actually able to go out there and practice with all of their teams.
I don't think money had much to do with it, because they knew they were going to be giving up a bunch of money when they originally made the decision. So I'm not going to go with money, although that's probably going to win the poll. I'm going to go with political pressure, and not just among the politicians within their states or the president, but the players, the coaches, the fans, the boosters. I guess the boosters would have something to do with money, but I'm going political pressure.
With 70% of the vote, money, money, money wins this one.
What's the political pressure if we're saying that the Big Ten is largely liberal and the Pac-12 is too? Why would they care about sticking it to the president? Why would they give in to him if they don't like him? It doesn't make any sense.
Well,
what's the political pressure?
It's not just the political pressure, and a lot of those states aren't necessarily – Democratic states. A lot of the Republican politicians in those states, in fact, six of those states, Republican politicians have been pushing for this to happen.
All right.
Supplemental poll number one, why were NFL national ratings down significantly in week one? Is it because TV ratings are all down? Is it get woke, go broke? Is it because of a sports overload? Or is it because football is dying? Mike?
I think Mark Daniels said it best earlier in the week. Network TV ratings in general in the month of September, I'm talking about primetime TV ratings, according to Nielsen, down 20% across the board. Less people are watching network TV in the month of September, or in general with all the cord cutting. So I think that's the main reason. All the other reasons you mentioned are subsidiary reasons.
You know, one thing I haven't been able to figure out is just how much streaming is factored into Nielsen ratings, because so many people have now switched the way that they watch cable television.
Go ahead, Nielsen, Mike. Now takes into account streaming for the first time this year. So actually ratings are down much more because Nielsen's actually counting streaming now.
Okay, well then, I mean, that actually adds to the point that I was going to make is, one thing, again, we're kind of overlooking in all of this is, say, so ratings are down over the last 6 months. Why would that be? If people are struggling financially, they can't pay their bills because they got laid off or they had to take a pay cut. Mike, what's one of the first things to go in your monthly budget? As much as you hate to lop off that cable TV bill, it's one of the first things that would go. It's not like you're going to cut off your power. You're going to stop feeding your family.
Yeah.
So, of course, ratings are down. Some people want to watch television that physically do not have the money to pay for TV. It's not free. So I think sometimes we overlook that kind of thing because, well, that's not as sexy a headline, but people are broke right now. Forget about go woke, go broke. Go pandemic, go broke should be the tagline.
Here's the other thing, too. The sports audience is fractured right now. Usually at this time of the year, we don't have the NBA playoffs going on. We don't have the U.S. Open golf tournament going on this weekend. I mean, come Sunday, I'll be watching the U.S. Open final round over the NFL. Well, maybe not, but some people will.
I mean, just face it, viewing habits have changed. Just ask Austin, your co-host and producer, do you need to watch an entire game to know what happened and to see the highlights?
Not at all.
Well, there you go.
Also, everyone's watching the Red Zone channel anyway. So, the poll results, 50% of the vote says, get woke, go broke, brother.
Well, of course.
We're going to jump to supplemental poll number four. After the Denver Nuggets rallied from down 3-1 to beat the LA Clippers, do you still believe Doc Rivers is a great NBA coach? Yes or no? Brandon.
I'll say yes. I know it's not a popular opinion these days, but look at what he did a year ago. We're so focused on right now. I put this more on the stars and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. A year ago, he took a team that was tanking to the playoffs. We all praised Billy Donovan for what he did. Well, Doc Rivers did the same thing with a similar bunch last year. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they actually shipped over to the Thunder in this trade for Paul George, which, by the way, if the Thunder were asked to take Paul George back, they'd give them a hard no on that one because they're happy with the deal that they got. Doc Rivers is a really good coach, but you can't overcome your stars not showing up when it's time in a game seven.
First of all, I never thought Doc Rivers was a great coach. You know my feeling on NBA coaches. I think they're overrated. I don't think Doc Rivers is a great coach. I think there's probably one great coach in the NBA today, and that's probably Greg Popovich. All right, but I think Doc Rivers is a really good coach, and one of the reasons I think he's a really good coach is players want to play for Doc Rivers. He attracts players. That's part of coaching. If players want to play for you, that's part of coaching. So I still think Doc Rivers is a really good coach. Yes.
All you need to know is this. If he were on the open market, would he be at the top of the list for teams to go and hire him?
Yes, because players want to play for him.
Well, then he's great.
With 57% of the vote, no wins this one. We finish
right, ask, Go ahead. Ask the supplemental poll number two, please.
Okay. We want to stroke the Jeff Van Gundy ego a little
bit
more.
I'm going to make my...
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We've got the... Yes. Okay. Here we go. Supplemental poll number two. Is nationally renowned NBA analyst Jeff Van Gundy quoting UCF coach Josh Heupel saying, if you're juiceless, you're useless. Evidence that he is a hardcore listener of Open Mic. Yes or no? Mike, give us the details.
No, I'm going to let Brandon answer first before I make my intel.
Well, I say yes. So let's look at the evidence. Open Mic is the best sports talk radio morning show in, forget about Central Florida, in the country.
Yeah.
It's on the best radio station in Central Florida. Mm-hmm. And his brother, who he eats dinner with for all major holidays, is on Open Mic every Tuesday at 8:15. The evidence all points in the direction. Plus, where is Jeff Van Gundy calling these basketball games, folks? Orlando. All the evidence points in the direction that he listens to this show.
You know what? I agree with everything Brandon just said, but I have to admit something right now. As much as I've been playing this up, I got a text.
Don't do it, Mike.
I got a text from Stan Van Gundy last night, and the text simply says, I sent Jeff the hypo quote.
Oh, no! What?
Yeah.
No!
Okay, listen. By proxy, he did... Isn't the crux of this argument that he got the quote from Open Mic? It's not so much about whether or not Jeff Van Gundy listens to the show. He did get that quote from Open Mic. That's the important part here. He didn't just happen to say that out of coincidence. So I think we're still winning here.
Oh, we're definitely still winning. 100% we are still winning.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.